One second, sir. Mr. Neal has him. Sir, if you'll just give us one second, our fellow board member, Mr. Neal, will be handling your hearing. Will I?
Hopefully that's better. Sir, would you state your name and ADC number for the record, please?
John Michael Martinez, ADC number 280543.
Okay, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce the board members that will be hearing your case this morning. My name is David Neal. I'm your panel chairman for the day. To my right is the Honorable Michael Johnson, and to his right is the Honorable Louis Canonis. Also in the room today, from the Department of Corrections, we have Mr. Oliveria, and he also represents the parole office. Prior to the hearing, you signed and received a notification form advising you of the board hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you going to represent yourself?
Well, I'm going to speak for myself.
Okay. I need to swear in you and Mr. Oliveria, so do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Your hearing will be conducted in two phases, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and condition of your community supervision have been violated. Phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. Okay, we'll start with phase one. And in phase one, what I'm going to do is read the allegations on your warrant, and I'm going to ask you after each one whether it was true or false. So do you understand that, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there's two allegations on your warrant. The first one is violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of marijuana, THC, on or about August 1st, 2017, per the task lab report dated August 2nd, 2017. True or false, sir?
True.
Okay. All right, the second allegation is violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit at Western Regional Parole Office, 801 South 16th Street, number 1, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about August 23rd, 2017, as verbally directed on August 10th, 2017. And your whereabouts were unknown, so thus you were an absconder from supervision. Is that true or false?
That's true.
All right, thank you, sir. Based on the admissions of Mr. Martinez, I move that Mr. Martinez is delinquent as he has violated terms and condition of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse in his criminal ways or company.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, hang on a second, sir. Okay, now we're going to move into phase two, and we will determine whether to reinstate your community supervision or whether to revoke it. First, we will get some further information from Mr. Oliveira. Sir.
Offender Martinez was released from the Department of Corrections on April 27th, 2017. He was arrested on October 25th of 2017. By Phoenix PD on our stalker warrant only, returned back to DOC custody that same day. He has 63 days of stone. His projected supervision end date will be on December 29th of 2017. Current conviction, 2013, armed robbery, 4 years. Prior conviction, 2013, aggravated assault, 1 year. The offender has 2 terms with ABC. CU and IR scores are a 5-5, mental health score is a 3, and a substance abuse score of a 1. STG gang information, He is an admitted member of the STG Serenios of California. There are no prior terms of supervision. He has a moderate disciplinary history, drugs, threats, violence, and disorderly conduct noted. Also, upon his return back to ADC custody, he did receive a ticket, attempt to commit a Class B felony, which is pending at this time. Other arrests, 2001, criminal damage, Arizona juvenile probation, 2001, misconduct involving weapons, Arizona juvenile probation, 2005, aggravated assault, Arizona juvenile detention, 2005, burglary, second degree, Arizona juvenile detention, and in 2011, armed robbery, Arizona felony conviction probation. His community risk score is a G5, B6, and additional information. According to our AIM system, the offender has a felony hold out of Washington County Sheriff's Office in the state of Wisconsin for a marijuana violation, which is currently pending at this time.
Thank you, sir. And you said that pending felony for while he was reincarcerated, it's still pending. There's no disposition on
it. That is correct.
Thank you. Okay, sir. Let me go over a summary of your release. Let's see, on April 27th of 17, you were approved to reside at 306 North Miller Road, apartment number 2136 in Buckeye, Arizona, with your sister, Lucy Martinez. And as June 15th, 2017, you were approved to reside at the same address, but apartment 1170, and with your sponsor, Kelly Phillips. You stayed the entire time, was there on Miller Road with either your sister or your sponsor?
Yes, I was there.
Okay. All right, let's see. Says that you were working at Labor Ready. Were you working the entire time you were out?
Yes, I was working. Even when I absconded, I was working. I was working at America Roofing in Phoenix.
Okay. Well, it's always good if you can stay employed.
That was my main goal, was to stay employed.
Yeah, in your programming on April 27th, when you were released, you referred to the Task Assessment Screening Center, TASC, for random drug testing under the color code of mint. And then the results, you missed UA on May 24th, but on May 26th, you dropped the UA and it was negative. And then on June 26th, you had a UA that showed positive for THC. July 31st, it was unable to collect a specimen. Then on August 1st, you were positive for THC, and on August 28th, you missed a UA. First question on that is, why were you unable to, or were they unable to collect the specimen?
I don't know. But I went back a couple days later or whatever.
Okay.
I think I might have went that day during my break, because I was working in Phoenix, so I took a break and I went down to task. I don't know. Because the guy, when I went back there, I signed and everything, I went back there. I was like, I was this here yesterday.
Okay. Well, looks at also like you have a continuing problem with marijuana. Is that true, sir?
It's not a problem, but yeah, I like to smoke, yes.
Do you have a medical marijuana card?
I do not.
Okay, well, then it's a problem because it's illegal, especially when you're out on parole.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay. So what all were you doing during that 63 days that you were absconding?
I was I was working and I was donating blood, donating plasma to a biotech off of Camelback and like 55th Avenue. I wasn't doing any criminal activity.
Okay. So did you just decide, it looks like from your UAs that all culminated there and then you just quit reporting to your PO. Is there any particular reason why you decided to quit reporting into your PO?
I didn't want to keep taking days off of work to just to go show my face. If I could just talk to her, just, well, I know it's not the same thing, but I just prefer to work than to sit there and waste my time and go check on somebody knowing I'm not doing any criminal activity, but if that was ignorant of myself, yes, I know that.
So did I understand you right? You said you didn't want to waste your time going to get his validation?
Yeah, because I wasn't doing any criminal activity.
I don't see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time.
No.
Okay, sir, we're reaching the end of the of your hearing. We'd like to give you one last chance to tell us anything that you would like us to know, but we ask that you don't repeat anything that we've already heard or repeat yourself during your conversation. So is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
The only thing I'm willing to say for myself is that if I get reinstated, I'm willing to program into a workforce program. I'm already trying to get released and not show that I can't maintain proper system. That's about it, though.
Okay, thank you. The board will go into discussion now. We'll be talking amongst ourselves to determine the outcome of this. You may think we're talking to you, but we're not. We're just talking amongst ourselves. So we ask that you remain quiet. And once we've made a determination, we'll get back to you and give you all the information about it. Okay, do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
The board is now in discussion. I have no problem entering a motion to revoke his community supervision at this time, but I'm willing to listen to any of my colleagues if they have comments they'd like to make.
I think I've heard enough information, Mr. Neal, and I agree with you.
I do too.
All right, thank you. With that, okay, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Martinez, find that he was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in criminal ways or company.
Second. Agreed.
Either way.
Two seconds and two agreed. Okay, Mr. Martinez, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. Now, you will be released on or about December 29th of 2017, about 22 days. That'll be the end of your sentence. And at that time, you won't have to report into anybody or anything except yourself. You'll be done with the Department of Corrections. So we do wish you the best of luck. That this ends your hearing. And we would ask that you lay the phone down, not hang it up, but get the CO3 back on the phone, please.
Very good.